were tucked away, often in rural prisons, were invisible as prisoners serving life sentences, and as females serving life sentences. That we're here, we're still here, as the decades go by, and that we have a story to tell. We don't want to be forgotten. We are not men. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, our co-defendants are men. Men have a greater chance of having their sentences commuted just by their sheer numbers. There's more of them, so they apply more often. There's less than, I believe, 1% female lifers, and when our applications go out, it's almost as if they're unnoticed. So we just want to really stay visible, stay current, and stay relevant in the fight for freedom. I think the main thing that would help us would be for people in the public to meet with the Pennsylvania General Assembly, which are senators and House members, and to let them know that they support parole eligibility for lifers, and more importantly, that they support it retroactively. If they pass a bill that is not retroactive, it would not apply to any of us who are currently incarcerated. It would only apply to those whose crimes happen after the bill takes effect. Because of locale and cost and things like that, perhaps a phone campaign may be the most effective, because there's many people who may not be able to make it to Harrisburg to speak with the officials. But certainly, most people can make a phone call or send an email to just let them know, you know, how they feel about parole eligibility for men and women serving life sentences.